between the Unalaska Raiders and the visiting squad from Kinko. We're right in the second period, 4 minutes remaining, and we just had Trevor Wilson hit a three. Score right now, 33 Unalaska and 24 Kinko. Ball in the hands of Graydon Severian. He drives down the middle. Missed shot. Rebound by number 3, Eichley. Kicked out to the outside to number 0, Gould. And stolen away by Trevor Wilson, pushing the ball up the floor on the left side. And he tries to throw it across the baseline. And it's knocked out of bounds by number 22, Zachary Kazarian for King Cove. So it's going to be Unalaska basketball with 3:45 remaining. Trevor Wilson inbounding. And the boys are in a 4-low play. Quickly inbounded to number 10 for Unalaska, John Esnardo. He hits a three. Score 36-24 Unalaska, and quick timeout by King Cove coach Shadow Brock. So right now it's a 30-second timeout. In the first quarter, we had Unalaska trailing King Cove. King Cove had 18 points. Unalaska had 17. Right now, King Cove has 6 fouls, so any foul from now on, they're going to be sending Unalaska to the line. Unalaska has 4 team fouls. And on the floor for King Cove, we have number 42, 0, 3, and 22. For Unalaska, we have the Esnardo brothers, Dallas Lane, Trevor Wilson, and Michael Perry. So it's going to be King Cove ball, number 2, Severian, inbounding to Gould. Gould bringing the ball up the floor. Unalaska in man-to-man defense. We have John Esnardo extending out on him, trying to steal the ball away. Gould picks it up, kicks it over to the left side to number 40, Braden Brandell, and he turns it over. So it's going to be Unalaska basketball. Ball inbounded to Trevor Wilson. He's walking it up the floor. Just over half court. King Cove now in man-to-man defense. They were in zone for a lot of the first quarter. Ball at the top of the key in the hands of Alex Esnardo. And he's fouled. So it's going to be one-on-one shooting foul. That foul on King Cove player Brian Eichley, his first team 7th. It's going to be one-on-one. And this is the second foul shot for Unalaska. We had Trevor Wilson go to the line earlier. Alex Esnardo, senior, shooting one. First one's good. He gets one more shot now. We have a substitution. We have if Alex makes the shot, he has a sub coming in from him right away. Second shot coming up. Shot is good. So we have number 14, Adam Nguyen, replacing number 4, Alex Esnardo. Ball inbounded by King Cove to Gary Gould. Guarded closely by John Esnardo, picks up his dribble, throws it down the right side to number 2, Graydon Severian, up for a shot, and that's good. Score 38-26 on Alaska. Quick transition by Unalaska, getting the ball in the corner to John Esnardo for another three. He has, like, at least 5. I've lost count, but it's a lot. Ball in the hands of King Cove. John Esnardo trying to take it away from Gould. Gould swings it to the left to Brandell. Brandell trying to dribble by his defender. Gives it back to Gould at the top. Gould passes it to the right side to Eichley. Eichley over to Brandell. Now they're just passing it around the three-point line. Gould, closely guarded by John Esnardo, dribbles by him, takes a shot at the right elbow, up and in, score 41-28 on Alaska. A lot of scoring ticking up in the past quarter. Ball in the hands of Nguyen on the right side over to Free on the top of the three, right inside on the left block to Dallas Lane. Shot no good, rebounded by Gould. Gould's going to bring it up for King Cove. On Alaska back in man-to-man over to Severian on the right side. Dribbles in, passes it out to Brandell. Brandell tries to dribble by his defender. Doesn't do it. Kicks it back out to Gould. Gould takes a long three. Shot no good. Rebounded by Eichley. And then kicked back out, and there was another three for King Cove. So right now, 10-point game, 41-31, 1:35 remaining in the half. Ball in the hands of Trevor Wilson on the right side. He's looking to get it into Dallas Lane, and there's a foul on the floor. Trevor threw it in to Lane, who had posted up, had good position, and looks like he was fouled by his defender, Graydon Severian. That's his second, team's eighth. So senior captain Dallas Lane on the line, shooting one and one. And he misses the first shot. Ball knocked out of bounds on the rebound. The ref says by King Cove, so Unalaska getting it. Trevor Wilson inbounding. Ball goes into Nguyen. Over to Jonas Nardo, dribbling in. Tries to take a shot on the left elbow. Stolen away by 40 Brandel. He takes a right-handed layup. No good. And ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be King Cove ball. 117, 10-point game, 41-231. Unalaska in man-to-man defense. Severian inbounds to Gold. Gold tries to spin pass as Nardo and then lobs it over on the other side to Brandel, who then does a under-the-basket pass to Eichley and ball stolen away. Unalaska converts on the other end. That's 2 points for Nguyen. 1 minute remaining. 43-31. Trevor Wilson tries to steal the ball away from Severian and goes too far, and Severian knocks down a three in his face. Score 43-34 on Alaska. Trevor Wilson with the ball on the left side. They're running a set play, looking into Dallas Lane, gives him the ball. Lane guarded by Severian. He's a little bit taller, went up for the shot, shot no good, and saved by Paree, and then King Cove steals it away. Ball in the hands of Severian near half court, 28 seconds remaining. Severian guarded by Wilson. Dribbles in, goes up for 2 points, and that's good. He has one of the best shots and best consistency that we've seen from this King Cove team so far. Ball in the hands of Trevor Wilson, 13 seconds remaining. Man-to-man defense by King Cove. Trevor Wilson dribbling in, goes for a shot right down the middle of his own shot, no good. But he comes up with the rebound, goes up for two more, shot no good. Rebounded by Severian, ball goes out of bounds. 0.3 seconds left on the clock. It's going to be King Cove basketball. Ball goes into Gould, and he takes a shot just over half court, and that's going to do it for the first half. Score at the end of two quarters is Unalaska leading King Cove 43-36. King Cove has eight team fouls, that is, and Unalaska has four. And that's about it that I have so far for the first half, but we'll be back in, I think, about 10 minutes with coverage of the third and fourth quarters. Thanks so much for listening.
I want to take a quick moment and thank you so much for tuning into the program that you are listening to right now. And we also want to take this time to thank the sponsors of KSDP who make these programs a reality and a possibility. So thank you so much to the Aleutians East Borough, also the City of Sandpoint, Peninsula Airways, and GCI, Tel Alaska, the City of King Cove, the Schumigan Corporation, and the King Cove Corporation. Also, thank you to Eider Air and the Aleut Corporation. Without these sponsors, KSDP could not do what it does today. And if you'd like to become a corporate sponsor, please give us a call, 383-5737. Any amount helps, and we really appreciate your time and your support to KSDP, the only source of media in the Eastern Aleutian region of Alaska.
King Cove Tundra Jacks at halftime. First game for the boys of the season. The ladies just played. We had the rookies in Unalaska, the Lady Raiders, so to speak. They just finished up their first game of the season. The rookies took it 74-49, although the scorekeepers had a little disagreement. They said it should have been 74-50. We'll hash that out in the details later. In the meantime, we've got a 10-minute break. We're going to let Zoe Sabel of KUCB catch her breath, get a drink of water, and we will return to live local basketball in just a moment, maybe 8 minutes or so. Here's Bruno Mars, 24 Karat Magic.
Tonight. I just want to take you away. Oh, yeah. gotta rock. Keep up. Are you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jacking. Keep up. Players only. Come on. Put your pinky rings up to the moon. Girls, what y'all trying to do? 24 karat magic in the air. Head to toe so clear. Look out. Second verse for the hustlers. Hustlers. Gangsters. Gangsters. Bad bitches and your ugly ass friends. I cannot preach. Uh-oh. I cannot preach. Uh-oh. I gotta show them how I can't get it in. First, take your sip. Do your dip. Dip. Spend your money like money. Ooh, ooh. Way too fresh. Got to blame it on Jesus. Hashtag blessed. They ain't ready for me. I'm a dangerous man with some money in my pocket. Keep up. So many pretty girls around me and they're waking up the rocket. Keep up. Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jocking. Keep up. Players only. Come on. Put your pinky rings up to the moon. What y'all trying to do?
What y'all trying to do?
24 karat magic in the
KSDP is supported by the Shumagin Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Shumagin family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, and the Anchor Inn Motel. The Shumagin Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.shumagin.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shumagin Corporation. Hometown Values and Service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Our friends at Allen and Letty's Truck Rental in Cold Bay encourages drivers of all types of vehicles to please practice the three C's of auto safety. That is, caution, courtesy, and above all, common sense. Your clear thinking may save a life. This message is sponsored by Allen and Letty Truck Rental in Cold Bay, where they say RA is a great place to work, live, and raise a family. And by working together, we can keep it that way.
Programming on KSDP is brought to you by Telalaska, continuing a tradition of innovation and excellence, connecting businesses across Alaska through an advanced statewide data network. From office to office, town to town, to the world outside. At Telalaska, of course you can.
They know what is what, but they don't know what is what. They just strut. What the?
A tiger, don't lose no sleep. Don't need opinions from a shellfish or a sheep. Don't you come for me. You're calculated, I got your number, 'cause you're a joker, and I'm a courtside killer queen, and you will kiss the ring, you best believe, so keep calm honey, I'ma stick around for more than a minute, get used to it, funny my name keeps calling.
gum will melt your mouth. Cause I stay with me, my bike. Swish, swish, bish. Another one in the basket. Your game is tired, you should retire. Your bad is cute as an old coupon expired. And karma's not a liar, she keeps receipts. So keep calm, honey, I'ma stick around for more than a minute. Get used to it. Funny, my name keeps coming at your mouth. Stay winning, lay him up like swish, swish, bish. Another one in the basket. Can't touch this. Another one in the casket.
Let's go.
Swish, swish, bish. Another one in the basket.
Young Money.
They don't know what is what. They just what is what. But they don't know what is what. They just strut. What the
pink Ferragamo sliders on deck. Silly rap beef, just give me more checks. My life is a movie, I'm never offset. Me and my amigos, no, not offset. Swish, swish, all, I got them upset. But my shooters, I make them dance like dubstep. Swish, swish, all, my haters is upset. Cause I make them, they get much less.
Don't be trying to double back. Despise you. All that fake love you've shown couldn't even disguise you. Yo, yo.
When, Nikki getting tan. Mirror, mirror, who's the fairest pippin' on the land?
Damn, man, this bitch is a stan. The generous queen that kiss a fan. Ask goodbye, I'ma be riding by. I'ma tell my big Z, that's the guy. A star's a star. The heart, they never thought the twist guard and take it this far. Get my pimp cup, this is pimp shoot, baby.
I only rock with Queen, so I'm making hits for Kate.
Swish, swish, bish. Another one in the basket. Can't touch this. Another one in the casket.
John Vienna. And I'm pretty sure the players on the floor for King Cove were number 0, Gary Gould, number 2, Graydon Severian, number 4, Jason Duarte, number 22, Zachary Kazakin, and number 40, Braden Brandell. And it looks like we're going to have a sub number 3, Brian Eichley, coming in. Still waiting to see if number 4, Jason Duarte, is doing okay. We have someone talking to him right now, and he's standing up. Only 32 seconds have come off the clock so far. And some clapping as Duarte goes to the bench. So entering the game for King Cove is number 3, Brian Eichley. And on the floor we have Kazakian, Eichley, Brandell, Severian, and Gould. And King Cove gets the ball in right away to Severian. He's guarded by Trevor Wilson. Severian at the top of the key goes by left, pulls up, kicks it on the outside to number 3, Eichley, and then gets it right back at the top of the key. One dribble, picks it up, tries to get it in to Gould in the post on the left elbow, does a spin move, and gets an easy 2-point score, 45-38. Onalaska leading. Onalaska has the ball in the hands of number 4. Alex Osnardo gets it into Dallas Lane for a right-handed layup. Shot no good, but he gets his own rebound, puts it back in, score 47-38. Onalaska Gould Severian bringing the ball up the floor for King Cove. He's on the right side. Tries to go by Trevor Wilson. Wilson misanticipates, and he goes by him, then gets it to Brandel. Brandel dribbles to the top of the key, gets it into Gould. Shot no good. Rebound, Dallas Lane. Now Unalaska going to try and push it in the hands of Trevor Wilson on the left side. He takes a shot on the left elbow. Shot no good. Dallas Lane doesn't get the rebound. Instead, it goes to Graydon Severian, who's then going to bring the ball down the floor for King Cove. She's at the foul line. Pull-up jumper. Shot no good. Rebounded by one of the shortest players on the floor. Unalaska is number four, Alex Esnardo. Gets it to his brother, John, for a three on the right baseline. Shot no good. Remember, John had seven threes in the first two quarters. Unalaska, Trevor Wilson tries to get it into John Vienna in the paint. Vienna fumbles it. Ball goes out of bounds after right before Wilson converts a three, so shot no good. Score 47-38 on Alaska. Severian bringing the ball up the floor for King Cove. Walking on Alaska, man-to-man defense. Severian picks up his dribble, gives it to Eichley on the left side, who gets it right into the post to Gould. Really wild shot there. Looks like he might have been hit, but converts on it. No call, 2 points. Trevor Wilson bringing the ball on the floor, drives to the foul line, pulls up like he's taking a shot, but really he's passing it to Dallas Lane on the right elbow for an easy 2 points. Score 49-40 on Alaska. 5:30 left in the third period. Severian with the ball. Picks up his dribble on the right elbow and does a little step through almost and is fouled on the shot. So he's going to get two shots. That foul is on Trevor Wilson from Unalaska. Reigning 2A Player of the Year. It's his first foul, team's first foul. Graydon Severian shooting two. First shot, no good. And we have number four, Jason Duarte, entering the game, replacing number 40, Braden Brandel. One more shot for Severian. Second shot is good. Vienna inbounds the ball to Wilson. Wilson bringing the ball up the right side of the floor. Man-to-man defense by King Cove. Unalaska spreading out, looking into the post to Dallas Lane, tallest player on the floor. Trevor Wilson driving in, trying to create some contact, and he makes that contact and draws a foul on number four, Jason Duarte, and that's his fourth foul. So really curious to see right now what Coach Shadow Brock is going to do. Trevor Wilson inbounding. Ball goes over the top to Alex Esnardo. Trevor Wilson gets the ball back on the right elbow, takes one dribble, pull up, jumper, shot no good. He really has been struggling with his shot this game. King Cove with the ball. Back in the hands of number four, Duarte. He takes a long three from the left side, was defended by Dallas Lane. Shot no good, but he gets his own rebound. And then put back no good. Then we have Vienna get the rebound and then tipped away by Duarte. Duarte gets it out to number two, Severian. Shot no good and rebounded by Alex Esnardo. He dribbles up the floor, kicks it to Trevor Wilson on the right side, who then gets it, dribbles in, gives it to Dallas Lane on the right block, and that's 2 points for the tallest player on the floor. 4 minutes, 27 seconds remaining. 10-point game on Alaska up, 51-41. And Duarte, long three on the left side. Shot no good. Rebounded Trevor Wilson. He's going to break away. And easy left-handed layup for the seniors. King Cove bringing the ball down the floor in the hands of Severian. Unalaska wasn't playing great defense, but King Cove calls a timeout. So they don't get to take advantage of the situation right there. So right now it's third period. There's about 4 minutes left. Coach Brock taking a full timeout. Score right now 53-41 on Alaska, leading King Cove. One team foul for each team, but we do want to remember that number four, Jason Duarte, the senior from King Cove, has four fouls. And so it'll be really interesting to see what Coach Brock does with that. I don't think we've seen Coach Riley's best for Unalaska take any timeouts yet. This is his first game as head coach. He has been coaching JV and assisting varsity for the past 2 years. Players going back on the floor. We have 4:07 left in the period. And it's going to be King Cove ball. Inbounding is Gould into Severian. Severian guarded by Wilson. Kicks it to Brandell on the left side. Brandell trying to go by Vienna, and the ball is knocked out of bounds. It's going to stay King Cove basketball for a sideline inbound. 4 minutes left. Gould inbounding to Severian. Man-to-man defense by Unalaska. Severian gets it to Gould in the right, in the left corner. Three, no good. Rebounded by Alex Rosnardo, who's going to bring it up the floor. Gets it to his brother, John. John goes by his defender, then kicks it out to Alex. And then Alex, looking to pass to Trevor Wilson in the corner, has the ball tipped away by Eichley. And now King Cove bringing it down the floor. Shot by Gould, no good. Trevor Wilson rebounds, gets it to Alex Rosnardo. He had no one on him, but took one dribble, picked up the ball, so no good. Then long shot by Vienna. Nobody from Unalaska rebounded, so it is King Cove basketball. In the hands of Severian. Severian running fist play, which involves a screen on ball, but Alex Rosnardo coming in, stealing the ball away, and converting for 2 points. Score right now, 55-41, Unalaska in full court pressure, it looks like. Ball in the hands of Gould on the right side, guarded by Vienna. Ball screen on both sides, and Gould decides not to use it. It just pulls up, takes a three. Really beautiful shot there. He opened the first quarter with a three. There's some really good shooters on both these teams. Score right now, 55-44. Trevor Wilson just going up the left side, trying to get a left-handed layup. Not as much pressure as I would expect on him. He misses the layup, but is fouled, so we're going to see him take two shots. And that foul is on number zero, senior captain Gary Gould from King Cove. So Trevor Wilson shooting two. First shot is good. Score right now is 56-44 on Alaska. Adam Nguyen, number 14, coming in and replacing John Vienna. Trevor Wilson, second shot. Second shot is good. Score right now, 57-44 on Alaska. Severian bringing the ball down the floor. Guarded by Trevor Wilson. Severian trying to go by Wilson. Picks up his dribble, tries to take a shot. Stripped by Wilson and stolen away by Alex Rosnardo with some real quick hands. Alex goes to the floor. There's a foul by King Cove, number two, Graydon Severian. His third, team third. Nguyen inbounds to Wilson. Wilson on the right side near half court. Kicks it out to John, who gets it right into Dallas Lane. Lane takes a dribble, waits, and then pulls up and takes a nice 2 points. Oh, really, really not great, easy little mistakes that you have to watch happen. King Cove had a miscommunication when they were trying to inbound. And Brandell, who is inbounding, ended up stepping inbound. So really easy, simple turnover. One of those things that doesn't need to happen. He comes out, goes to the bench, and we have number 32, Elia Lind, entering the game for King Cove. So Unalaska getting another opportunity, and we just saw Dallas Lane go to the ground. So I think he might be coming out. A lot going on the floor. Score right now, 59-44. Dallas Lane going to the bench for Unalaska, and we have John Vienna, number 24, entering the game. And they're giving the ball back to Unalaska for another out-of-bounds play. Unalaska running that same, like, four-flat play. Ball went into John Vienna, but he hasn't been able to catch any of Trevor Wilson's passes. Unalaska... Hold on. There's some ref miscommunication going on right now. Unalaska thought they were going to get the ball back, but it's actually going to be King Cove basketball. So 2:07 left in the third period. Ball inbounded and now back in the hands of Severian. Severian not guarded by anyone. Dribbles through people who are not defending him and convert in the lane for 2 points. Really good reading of the defense there, because it was not there. Trevor Wilson with the ball on the right side. Passes to the corner to Alex Tarno. Alex looking into the post. Kicks it back to John for another three. Shot no good. Rebounded by Vienna. Vienna kicked it back out to John around the three. And John almost throws it away behind his back, but recovered by Alex. Alex gives it to Trevor Wilson at the top. Wilson going past number zero, Gould, and converts for the left-handed layup. So that's 2 points for him. Oh, hold on. I think the refs are saying the shot did not count. Score right now is 59-46. Basket did not count. 1:30 left. Trevor Wilson inbounding under the basket. Quick inbound on the right. On the left block, John Vienna caught the pass that time. Defender wasn't paying attention, and he scored a quick 2 points and also drew the foul. So we're back where we were had Trevor Wilson made that shot, and it counted. Score right now, 61-46, 1:28 remaining in the third. John Vienna on the line, shooting one. Shot no good, but rebounded by Trevor Wilson. Then he loses it between his legs and recovers it. Gets it to John Esnardo, who his momentum carried him a little too far, and that's a travel. 1:18 left. It's going to be King Cove basketball. Ball being inbounded by Severian to Gould. Gould gets it back to Severian. Severian brings it over half court on the right side. King Cove trying to set a screen on the player with the ball, but he picked up his dribble. Ball now back in the hands of Gould. Gould waiting for the screen from Eichley. Decides not to use it. Goes by his defender. Pulls up on the left elbow. Takes the floater. Shot no good. Ball rebounded by Vienna. And goes over to Trevor Wilson on the right side. And he's going to go coast to coast. He's fouled. Doesn't convert on that basket. 51.6 seconds left on the clock. That foul is on King Cove, number three, Brian Eichley. That's his fourth, team sixth. And they're saying that foul isn't on the shot, so Unalaska is going to have to inbound. Score right now is 61-46. Trevor Wilson with the ball. Gets it into Alex Esnardo on the right side for, oh my God, for a three, and he's knocked to the floor, but he connects on the three, so the chance for the rare four-point play. Alex's brother, John, shot the lights out in the first half, so clearly some really good three-point shooting talent in that family. Score right now, 64-46 on Alaska. Alex Esnardo, the senior, shooting one. And he makes it, so 4 points for Alex Esnardo right there really quick. Ball coming down the floor in the hands of Gould. 40 seconds left. Gould trying to go by John Esnardo. Gets it to Eichley. Eichley takes one dribble and then is trying to make a move but gets tied up by Vienna and Nguyen. So that's going to be Unalaska basketball on the jump. 38 seconds left. Vienna inbounds to Wilson. Wilson's going to walk it up. King Cove in man-to-man defense. I think Unalaska is going to try and Fred Nguyen tries to set a ball screen. Wilson decides not to use it. Hand off to John Esnardo, who then passes to Alex Esnardo. Who connects on a very long three, but it's going to be no good because the ref called a foul and doesn't remember what number the player had. Let's see. They did not report who fouled. But King Cove has the basketball under 20 seconds. Ball stolen away by John Esnardo of Unalaska. Tries to bounce past it to Trevor Wilson. He misses it, but John Vienna gets it. Then rebounded by Eichley, and Eichley was definitely fouled by Vienna. So that foul goes on John Vienna. It's his first, team's third. Under 10 seconds remaining, 7 seconds on the clock, and ball in the hand of Severian. He goes tries to go by Wilson, takes a three in and out, rebounded by Alex Osnardo, but shot no good there for the final attempt. So we end the third period with the score 65 on Alaska, 46 King Cove. That's pretty steady from the last period. It's a 19-point split. I guess it's not pretty steady. It was 7 points. So Unalaska is slowly picking up the lead a little bit more. Right now we do have two King Cove players in foul trouble, and they have a short bench because they're flying. So only seven King Cove players playing tonight, and they have two of the seven who are in foul trouble. They have four fouls, and that is Jason Duarte, and I think it's Brian Eichley, but I'm not 100% sure, so I might be wrong. But now the players are coming back for the fourth quarter. On the floor for Unalaska, we have both Esnardos, Nguyen, Vienna, Wilson, and for King Cove, we have Gould, Severian, Eichley, Kazakin, and Duarte. And foul on the floor to start. Let's see who the foul is on. It's an Unalaska foul. Oh, and it's on John Vienna. So his second, picking those up really quickly. King Cove inbounding the ball to Gould. Gould trying to dribble into the paint on past John Esnardo, who is easily like a foot shorter than him, and ball knocked out of bounds, but Gould is still going to inbound it. Unalaska in man-to-man defense, King Cove in a stack to get it in right away to Severian at the three, and he dribbles in and then kicks it right behind him to Gould, who has a very quick shot, and that's 3 points for him. Score 65-48 on Alaska. Unalaska brings the ball up the floor really quickly. Wilson gives it to Alex Osnardo, and he dribbles in, but it is stolen away. King Cove bringing the ball up, and a quick three by number four, Duarte, and then a shot no good, and a foul on the floor. That foul is on Unalaska number four, Alex Osnardo. So we have King Cove inbounding. They're going to run their same stack that they ran before, but on the other side. Looking over the top, they get it in to Severian, and he gets a three really quickly. Score right now 65-52. Trevor Wilson bringing the ball up the floor for Unalaska on the right side. He looks at the top of the key, gets it to John Esnardo, who hits a shot right inside the three, but there was a whistle before that. So, shot no good. Let's see what the call is. Another foul by John Vienna. That's his third. He has picked up three fouls in under a minute. King Cove moved the ball up the floor while Unalaska wasn't ready. Long three by Zachary Kazakian. Shot no good. Rebounded by Unalaska. And Trevor Wilson gets the rebound, takes it coast to coast, and converts for a nice 2 points. Left-handed layup. Now we have Severian bringing the ball up, guarded by Wilson. He's at the top of the key. Over to Gould. Gould then tries to get it into Duarte, and that's another foul on Vienna. I'm pretty sure. Yep, John Vienna, another foul. And he's coming out of the game, and we're going to see number 20, Liam Homka, a junior, enter the game for his first minute. 6:44 left in the final period. King Cove. King Cove is going to inbound underneath the basket. They're going to run their same stack on Alaska in man-to-man. Oh, I'm sorry. It's 1-1. Both teams have 7 fouls, so we're only going to see foul shots from now on. So we have Jason Duarte shooting 1-1. Duarte has 4 fouls. Another King Cove player has 4 fouls, and Vienna for Unalaska has 4 fouls. First shot, no good. Rebounded by Nguyen. Kick to Wilson for the transition. He's coming up the right side. He gets it to the right-hand corner for a three by Alex Osnardo. Wide open. Score 70-52 on Alaska. Severian with the ball on the right side, trying to dribble by Wilson again. Gets it to Gould. Gould trying to go by John Esnardo. Takes a shot, shot no good, and ball knocked out of bounds. And ref Sherry Coleman calls it for King Cove. Severian inbounding over the top to Duarte, guarded by Honka. Duarte goes up for the long three, shot no good, rebounded by Nguyen. Nguyen gives it to Wilson, running down the center of the floor, gets it to John Esnardo on the left side. He looks like he isn't going to take the shot, but then the person who's defending him, Gould, goes up, and so he draws the contact and throws it up. So I think we're going to see him going to the line for two, potentially three shots. Oh, 1-1. They're saying he was passing, not shooting. 6:08 left in the fourth period, and we have John Esnardo, who had 7 threes in the first half. We should still be really excited about how impressive that is for his shooting one. And the first shot's good, so he's going to get a second. Score right now, 71-52. King Cove only keeping 3 of their 4 players on the line, so they're keeping 2 back to match with the Unalaska players. And the second shot is good for John Esnardo. Ball inbounded by King Cove to Gould. Gould guarded by John Esnardo. Very, very close, intense defense. And he continues to try and go by him, decides to take a pull-up shot, shot no good. And the rebound by Severian. Severian then decides he's going to dribble out past the three-point line. He's guarded by Wilson. Wilson's going to follow him outside the three-point line. And he's going to try and go by him. The other players have kind of pulled out to give him space. And then Severian takes one dribble to try and go past on the left and pass into the post and ball. The pass is not caught. Unalaska gets the ball. And Trevor Wilson at the top of the key. Nobody's guarding him. Quick three. Easy 3 points. Score 75-52 Unalaska. And every single time Unalaska is pressuring the ball when it's coming down the court, full court, but just the ball handler. Baseline shot by Gary Gould. 2 more points for him. Score 75-54. Trevor Wilson with the ball on the right side. Uses a ball screen by Liam Honka and then decides to pull it back out. Gets it to John Esnardo. And Coach Riley Smets decides to take a timeout. Full timeout. About 5 minutes left in this game. Score right now, 75-54. Both teams are in bonus. We have 3 players in the game with 4 fouls. But otherwise, pretty even. I think even pretty even match for this game, even though it's a 21-point spread. Both teams have a lot of really good three-point shooters. I think the difference is which teams are connecting and running their offense and their transition and making the other team tired. And that's the difference makers. With only 7 people on the team, you're bound to get tired. Unalaska has 1, 2, 3. 9 players suited up tonight. On the floor for King Cove right now, we have 4, 0, 2, 3, and 22. So Gould, Severian, Eichley, Duarte, and Kazakin. And for Unalaska, we have Vienna, Nguyen, Esnardo, and Humpka. Ball in the hands of John Esnardo, kicked on the right side to Vienna. Vienna trying to dribble in and tipped away by King Cove, but refs are going to say it's going to be King Cove basketball. Right now, Unalaska has a lot of players on the floor that we might not have seen as much in previous years. Still, three of them are starters. King Cove has the ball. Ball in the hands of Kazakian, goes into Gould. Gould takes a quick shot, no good. Rebounded by Duarte, and back up at the top to Severian, who dribbles in past the defense for 2 points, 75-56 on Alaska. John Esnardo with the ball at the top of the key, over to Honka on the left. He looks into the post, decides to take one dribble, towards the right and kicks it to Alex Esnardo. Alex Esnardo back over to the left to Nguyen. Takes a three shot, no good. It's long and rebounded by Kazakin. Ball in the hands of Severin. He takes a three, connects with the backboard, but that's about it. And then tries to save it, but does not succeed. So on Alaska basketball, 4 minutes left. Ball in the hands of John Esnardo, and we see King Cove Kazakin coming out and guarding him a little bit more tightly. Man-to-man defense by King Cove over to Homka on the right side. Picks up his dribble, gets it to Vienna. Out past the three-point line over to Alex Esnardo, calling for it on the left. Then over to Homka at the top of the key. Homka ripping it through, passes it to Vienna, and Vienna needs, like, some of the stuff, the sticky stuff that people put on their shoes for his fans. This is just slipping away. Vienna coming out of the game and being replaced by number two, Michael Parikh. King Cove basketball inbounded to Severian. Severian at half court, guarded by Parikh. He's going to go by Parikh, pull up jumper, and 2 points. That's like really his shot, the floaters in the paint. He's a little bit taller than a lot of the Unalaska players, and so that height advantage, I think, helps him get the shot. Ball in the hands of Unalaska. Nguyen takes a shot near the left elbow, rebounded by Duarte. Duarte gets it to Gould. Gould is going to dribble all the way. Nice little right-handed layup with a little bit of contest. Score right now 75-60. Unalaska up 15. Ball in the hands of Homka at the top of the key. He picked up his dribble. Gould defending him closely. And Homka is saved by the fact that one of his teammates had a 3-second violation. 2:49 left in the fourth period. King Cove looking to push it, sounds like. That's what their coach just said. And Severian has the ball on the left side, guarded by Parikh. Severian spin moves past three defenders, kicks it to Duarte on the right baseline, shot no good, and Alex Esnardo trying to get that rebound. He goes to the floor alongside two players for King Cove, and we're going to see Brian Eichley, the sophomore, go to the bench. He has 5 fouls. So we need a substitution. We're going to see number 40, Braden Brandel, replacing Eichley. And he's going and shaking the hand of Coach Riley Spetz before he takes the bench. That's a really nice, classy move. I've never seen that before. And now we're going to see number 10, John Esnardo. He's going to get to shoot 1-1. Every foul past this, we're going to see double bonus, or every foul that King Cove commits, that is. First shot, no good. Rebounded by Gould, pushing it up the left-hand side. Picks up his dribble, gets it to Kazakin. 3-point, no good. Rebounded by John Esnardo. He's going to bring the ball up the floor. Goes past Gould, kicks it to Parikh on the left side. Parikh dribbles in, and that's a double dribble. But Coach Spetz was able to call a timeout first, so they're not going to lose the ball there. That's a 30-second timeout. Score still 75-60, Unalaska leading the T-Jacks. 7 fouls by the Raiders, 9 fouls by the T-Jacks. Really close game. On the floor for Unalaska, we have Homka, Parikh, Alex and John Esnardo, and Nguyen. Nguyen, inbounding, gets it to Parikh at the top of the key. Parikh holds and then gets it to John Esnardo, trying to set up a play. Esnardo gets it back to Alex at the top of the key. King Cove and man-to-man defense. Alex Esnardo dribbling on the left side. It looks like they are stalling. We have 2 minutes left in the quarter. Liam Homka gets it to John Esnardo at the top of the key. King Cove, if they want to stop the stall, needs to come out and play a little bit closer defense, which Gould has decided to do. Parit. Pull-up jumper in the lane, and that's good. 2 points for him. Score 77-60 on Alaska. Nobody guarding ball handler King Cove Severian. Oh, now Nguyen has picked him up. Oh, and it looks like we just got a foul on King Cove, so we're going to have another player fouling out. So, yeah, let's wait for the ref to call it. But that is the fifth foul on number four, Jason Duarte. I did not see it. He's also going to go over and shake the hand of Onalaska coach Riley Spetz. Liam Hopka inbounding the ball to John Esnardo. Esnardo on the left side gets it back to Alex, his brother, at the top. He's going to dribble on the right side, gets it to Nguyen at the top, and Nguyen throws it out of bounds. Interesting kind of like wheeling stall that has a lot of screens. 1:19 left on the clock. King Cove rolling the ball down the floor to preserve as much time to try and catch up and get those 17 points. Severian at the top of the key, dribbling into the lane, pull-up jumper, shot no good, rebounded. He gets his own rebound and puts it right back in. 15-point game, 77-62 on Alaska. 1 minute, 5 seconds remaining. Gould putting good pressure on ball handler John Esnardo. Esnardo, or John, gets it back to Alex's brother, and we have Ilya Lynch fouling Alex Esnardo to stop the clock at 55.4 seconds. It also puts Esnardo on the line, shooting two. And we're having a little bit of a problem with, I think, with part of the floor. It's the part where I think, like, the volleyball net hooks in, but they have fixed it. So we're going to have Alex Esnardo on the line, shooting two. King Cove only keeping three of their players there for the rebound. First shot is good. And entering the game for Unalaska is number 30, Henry Simmons. First action he's seen tonight, Liam Hopka going to the bench. Simmons is a junior. Second shot. And that shot hits the front rim and bounces in. King Cove rolled the ball for a little bit, picked it up. 50 seconds left. Score right now 79-62 on Alaska. Ball in the hands of Severian. Sitting a nice little pick and roll. Shot the 3-3. No good. Rebounded by Lynn. Knocked back out to Severian and then a foul trying to recover it. So it's going to be Unalaska basketball. Actually, Unalaska shooting, I think. Yeah, so now we're sending John Esnardo to the line to shoot two, and that foul was on Graydon Severian, number two. It's his fourth. Team's more than 10th. First shot is good for John. 41.7 seconds left on the clock. Score right now on Alaska 80, King Cove 62. Second shot. Second shot is good. Score right now for Unalaska, 81. King Cove, Gary Gould, rolls the ball into Graydon Severian. Severian picks up the ball over half court, dribbling on the left side, picks it up at the elbow, gets it out to Braden Brandel, takes a floater, shot no good, but there's a foul. And that foul is on number 14, on Alaska's Adam Nguyen, his first team's eighth, so it's going to be 1-1 for Braden Brandel. He's a sophomore. 35.2 seconds on the clock. Alaska up 19. 81-62. Brandel shooting 1-1. First shot no good, rebounded by Nguyen. Nguyen picks up his dribble, gets it back to John. 30 seconds left. Gould coming out to half court to guard John. John dribbling to the right side. He's going to go by him. Doesn't go for the shot. Kicks it to Nguyen on the left side. And then Nguyen passes it to Alex Esnardo, who walks out all the way to half court, closely guarded by Severian. 12 seconds left. He goes to the ground, saves the dribble, and then passes it to John. 7 seconds. Ball in the hands of Nguyen. Nguyen over to Puri on the right side into Henry Simmons and stolen away. by Gould, who takes a half-court shot at the buzzer. Shot no good, and that's the ball game. Score tonight is 81-62 with Unalaska picking up the win. Great game by both teams, and we'll be back tomorrow with more action. We're starting with the girls in King Cove again tomorrow at 6 p.m. And once that's over, we'll be back for more coverage here from Unalaska between the boys' matchup. Thanks so much for tuning in if you're listening in Unalaska or if you're listening in King Cove or Sandpoint.